弟兄姐妹，朋友们，平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters and friends.
中国人是过圣诞节。
Chinese people celebrate Christmas.
基督徒过圣诞节。
Christians celebrate Christmas.
中国人也过圣诞节。
And the Chinese people also celebrate Christmas.
基督徒也过中国新年。
And Christians also celebrate Lunar Chinese New Year.
现在是中国新年。
And we are in the current Lunar New Year.
中国新年有十五天。
And there's 15 days that we celebrate.
今天是第几天？
Which day is it today?
第九天。
The ninth day.
所以说呢，我今天呢，祝大家中国新年愉快。
So today, I'd like to wish everyone a happy Lunar Chinese New Year.
今天我跟大家讲的题目是根深蒂固。
And today's topic is deep rooted.
经文呢是撒母耳记上十七节。
And it's from passage in scripture, 1 Samuel chapter 17.
但是这章经节呢比较长，我们就不念了。
But it's because it's a long passage, we won't read it together.
我简单地跟大家介绍一下。
So I'll briefly summarize and introduce this passage.
这一段经文主要是讲的是大卫。
And this passage is about David.
是讲到他十五岁到十七岁这个少年时代的他所做的一件改变以色列命运也改变世界命运的一件大事情。
So this particular passage is during the time when he was 15 to 16 years old.When he did something great that changed the history of the nation of Israel and changed the history of mankind.
大卫呢，他是在家里头，他是排行是最小的。
And he's the youngest of all the siblings in the family.
这个就是大卫的一个塑像。
This is a sculpture of David.
这是著名的意大利雕塑家米开朗基罗给他雕塑的。
And sculpted by Italian sculptor Michelangelo.
他呢是从小是帮他的父亲呢来牧养这个羊群。
And David was a shepherd that tended to his father's sheep.
腓力士一个外族，他这个时候呢侵犯了以色列。
And during that time, the Philistines, which is a Gentile nation, invaded the land of Israel.
他带领的这个人呢叫做哥利亚，他的身高呢有290厘米。
And the champion warrior in the Philistines is a guy named Goliath.And he was a giant, 9 feet 6 inches tall.
9 inches, 6 inches.
Or 290 centimeters.
那么这个哥利亚呢，他穿到了有一个盔甲了，就有50-60 pounds重。
And Goliath puts on a 50 or 60 kilograms of armor.
而且呢，他拿了一个那个长矛呢，这个矛头就有7 pounds重。
And as a weapon, he carries a spearhead that weighs 7 kilograms.
这个就是哥利亚的一个样子。
So this is a comparison that you can see on the size of Goliath.
他有2.9米。
So about 290 centimeters.
我们中国有个运动员叫姚明，是吧？
There is a Chinese basketball player called Yao Ming.
姚明有多糟糕啊？大家知道吗
？Do you know how tall he is?
谁知道
？Who knows?
啊？大概2米2.2米。 两米二几，那个。
He's about seven foot seven.
他比姚明还要高七十公分。
So Goliath is way taller than Yao Ming.
所以说呢，所有的以色列人呢，一看见这个人呢，他们都逃跑了，都感到非常的害怕。
So naturally, when the Israelites saw Goliath, they all fled in great fear.
这个时候呢，他就喊，就对阵，他们都不上阵，他们就基本上是有四十天之久，这个以色列没有应战。
So they faced each other, but they didn't go into direct battle with each other for about 40 days.
有一天呢，这个大卫的父亲呢，就叫大卫呢，送饭给这个三个哥哥在前线的哥哥。
So one day, David's father sent David to bring meals for his three brothers who are in the front lines of the Israelite army.
这个大卫看着这些士兵呢，这个狼狈的样子。
And David saw how downcast or depressed all of the Israel army, the soldiers were.
这时候他也看到了哥利亚那个猖狂的样子。
And he also saw the arrogance of that giant Goliath.
他就非常的气愤。
And he was filled with anger.
他呢就要求去上战场跟他决斗。
So he requested from the king to go into battle and face off with Goliath.
他就仅仅带了一个甩石的机子和那五块石头。
But all he took with him was a sling and five stones.
然后呢，他就向他挑战，就向哥利亚挑战。
And then he challenged Goliath.
他就跟哥利亚讲：“今天耶和华必将你交在我手里，我必要杀掉你，取掉你的头。”
And he says to Goliath, "This day,The Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head.
他呢就用这个甩石机呢，就甩出了一个石头，就打到了这个非利士人的前额。这个石头呢就打到他以后，这个哥利亚就倒地了。
And reaching into his bag and taking out a stone, he slung it and struck the Philistine on the forehead.The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell face down on the ground.
就打到他头了。
Now here you see it goes straight into his forehead.
就把他打倒了。
And he falls.
这个时候呢，这个大卫他手上呢没有刀。
At that time, David did not have a sword in hand.
这个大卫就跑过去呢，就把这个哥利亚。身上那个刀就把它抽出来，就用这个哥利亚的这把刀呢，就把这个哥利亚的头给砍掉了。
David ran and stood over him. He took hold of the Philistine's sword and drew it from the sheath. After he killed him, he cut off his head with the sword.
这些非利士人呢，看到以后呢，他们都逃跑了。
And when the Philistines saw that their champion has fallen, they all ran away.
这个是。大卫把这个哥利亚的头砍下来了。
And here is an illustration of a portrait of David cutting off Goliath's head.
这个时候呢，哥利亚，这个时候呢，大卫就成为了一个英雄。
And because of this, David became a hero.
而且呢，他成为了大卫王的女婿了。
And he was given the
扫罗王的女婿了。
And he was given the daughter of King Saul in marriage.
他是有名的大卫王。
And he became the famous King David.
这就是一个故事的一个简单的一个概况。
And that's a brief introduction of the story in the passage.
我们大家想一想啊。我们在这个故事当中，我们应该能够学到一些什么
？So let's think about what we can learn from this story in this passage.
好，我们大家做一个祷告。
Let us pray together.
感谢主今天赐下这个宝贵的经文给我们。
Thank you, Lord, for giving us this, these precious words.
请圣灵在我们当中运行。
May your spirit move among us.
让我们台上所讲的和台下所听的人，大家都能够同感一灵。
So that we can all be one in spirit with what is preached on the pulpit and what is heard down in the pews.
我们都能够谦卑地领受神的话，听进去，把它行出来。
And we can humbly receive your word and apply your word into our lives.
改变我们，能够像大卫一样。
And change us so that we can be like David.
能够像主耶稣一样。
Like our Lord Jesus.
我们这样的祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 我们从这一段经文当中，我们能够学到些什么呢？
So what can we learn from this passage?
第一个，我们看看哥利亚对我们的什么影响。
First, let us look at what is the impact or influence of Goliath in our life.
对人而言，哥利亚是代表撒旦对我们的攻击。
To us,Goliath represents the force and the attacks of Satan against us.
我们人人都会遇到这个哥利亚这个巨人。
Everyone will face a Goliath in our life.
那比方说我们的健康、我们的家庭、我们的人际关系、我们的工作、我们的债务等等。
For example, issues with our health, marriage, family, interpersonal problems, unemployment, etc., and debt.
我们每个人都会遇到哥利亚。
And we will all face a Goliath.
国家也会遇到哥利亚。
Countries will also face a form of Goliath.
你比方说恐怖主义了，暴力、战争、天灾人祸、经济的恶化、社会的动乱、道德的沦丧等等。
For example, terrorism, profiteering crimes, wars, natural and man-made disasters, economic deterioration, social unrest, and moral decay.
对哥利亚而言，他是代表了目空一切人的骄傲。
And to Goliath, he represents the pride or arrogance of man.
在圣经当中，骄傲绝对没有一个正面的意义，它是个非常贬义的词。
And in the Bible, pride has no positive meaning at all. It is a derogatory word.
圣经中的骄傲就表示人高估了自己的价值或重要性，它代表了傲慢、专横和目空一切。骄傲人在心里说我不需要神，而这恰恰是罪的一个毒根。
And pride in the Bible means that people overestimate their own value or importance. It represents arrogance, tyranny. A proud person says in his heart, I don't need God. And this is precisely the poisonous root of sin.
我们心中的哥利亚是什么？
So what is the Goliath in our own hearts?
我们在现实中有时候会被哥利亚欺压而吓到。
And in reality, we are sometimes oppressed and intimidated by Goliaths.
有时候呢，我们会成为哥利亚而盛气凌人。
And sometimes we ourselves become Goliaths and domineering.
现在大家喜欢说霸凌这个字。
And it's a very popular term, being bullied.
我们有时候是受人霸凌的。
And sometimes we are the ones being bullied.
有时候我们也会霸凌人。
But sometimes we ourselves are the ones that are bullying others.
是不是这样？
Is that true?
是不是这样？你有没有霸凌过人？
Have you ever bullied others?
你有没有被霸凌过?
Have you ever been bullied yourself?
有没有?
Yes or no?
声音大点。
Louder.
确实是这样。
It is true.
这两种情况实质都是一样，都是心中没有神。
And both situations are the same. There's no God in our heart.
没有神。
Without God,
人就会气馁。
People will be discouraged.
你没有神。
Without God,
你就会骄傲。
And people will be proud.
心中没有神，他就阻挡了我们认识神的旨意。
So without God in our hearts, it does not allow us to learn of God's will.
就阻碍我们认识神的大能智慧。
And we cannot come to know God's great power and great wisdom.
哥利亚如果不除去，我们就是会自以为是。
And without removing Goliath, we would think that we are, we're proud, right? We can do anything.
Yeah, yes,
we can do anything.
我们就没有办法按照神的旨意继续前进。
And we cannot continue without God's will and direction.
如果哥利亚不除去的话，我们就不会有信心。
And without removing Goliath, we cannot gain confidence.
只有天天活在哥利亚的威胁和伤害之中。
We will continue to live under the threat and influence of Goliath in our life.
弟兄姐妹，我们大家来想一想，我们自己身上有没有哥利亚？我们身上有没有受到哥利亚的影响？
Let us start thinking, is there a Goliath in our life? And are we influenced by Goliaths in our life?
这是个现实的问题。
That is reality.
第二个，我们要学习大卫。
The second lesson is we need to learn from David.
第一个，我们要学习大卫有属灵的眼光。
We see that David had spiritual vision.
以色列人为什么会惧怕?
Why were the Israelites afraid?
我们请这个 Peter 来念一下，那个中文自己看，英文请你念一下。
So I'll read from 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8 to 11. Goliath stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel, "Give me a man and let us fight each other." On hearing the Philistines' words, Saul and all the Israelites were dismayed and terrified.
害怕。
They were terrified.
什么叫害怕?
What does it mean to be terrified?
中国这个怕字啊，它就很形象地就表达了这个原因。
The Chinese word for fear expresses the reason or the definition terror.
中国这个怕有两个方面组成的。
And in the Chinese language, there's two aspects of being afraid.
左边呢是心。
On the left side is heart.
右边呢是 empty.
And the right-hand side, the character is empty.
那个白不是黑白的白，是 empty。如果我们的心如果是 empty 的话，这个时候就会产生了一个无助的、一个惊慌的一个情况了。
And when our heart is empty, it's a feeling of helplessness and being in a frightened state.
他没有依靠了。
There's nothing to or no one to rely on.
著名的奥古斯丁说过一句话：没有神在身旁的空虚心灵。是令人不安和悲惨的原因。
And Augustine once said, "An empty soul without God by its side is a cause for distress and misery."
惧怕是魔鬼最常用来攻击我们的武器。
And fear is a common and a weapon that Satan uses often against us.
在这个世上，我们会遇到各样的挑战和困难。
And in this world, we will face many challenges and difficulties.
心里是否惧怕，就决定了我们能不能够得胜。
How we if there is it's triumph and victory over those attacks is determined by if we have fear in us. And in this world, the devil, Satan, will always try to shake the faith of Christians and destroy their faith.
And his
tactic is to have Christians move from faith to little faith and from little faith to unbelief.
失去信心的人做什么事情都怕。
Those that lose faith will be fearful of anything.
怕死。
They're afraid of dying.
怕失败。
They're afraid of failure.
怕生病。
They're afraid of illness.
怕苦。
They're afraid of hardship.
怕穷。
Afraid of poverty.
怕失业。
Afraid of unemployment.
怕股票掉。
And afraid that their stock prices will fall.
怕婚姻出问题。
And they're afraid that their marriages will have problems.
等等等等。
Et cetera, et cetera.
凡是惧怕的人。什么事情都做不成。
Those that have fear cannot accomplish anything.
我们来讲癌症。
Let us speak on the topic of cancer.
癌症可怕不可怕？
Is cancer scary?
怕不怕？
Are you afraid of cancer?
声音大点，怕不怕？
Are you afraid?
不怕的举个手。
If you're not afraid, raise your hand.
死亡，癌症死亡的人80%是吓死的。
80% of cancer patients actually die not from the cancer but of fear.
心死在前，死了才后。
Your heart dies first before dying from cancer.
Yes.美国癌症协会，他们认为，我再给大家看看，美国癌症患者的平均的存活时间并不比一些慢性病患者更短。
So according to the American Cancer Society, the average survival time of cancer patients in the United States.Is no shorter than that of patients with other chronic diseases.
我过去是一个 oncology, 就是肿瘤医生。
And I used to be an oncologist.
现在的肿瘤的医治的水平有很大的提高。
And the quality of treatment for cancer has improved over the years.
可以讲。大概再过一二十年，癌症可能会被攻克了。
So in other words, after another 20 or so years, cancer may have a cure.
现在的癌症，它的治愈的那个病人，跟那个慢性病的人，他活的时间差不多。
So those with cancer or with some other chronic diseases, the survival rate is similar now.
所以说，世界卫生组织它宣布，有三分之一的癌症是可以预防的，三分之一是可以根治的，三分之一经过治疗是可以长期生存的。
And according to World Health Organization, they announced that 1/3 of cancer patients can be prevented, 1/3 can be cured, and 1/3 can survive long term after treatments.
神从来没有允许我们信靠了主以后，我们活在这个世上就可以免受苦难。
And God did not promise that after we become Christians, there won't be any hardships or challenges in life.
我们大家一起来念这一段经文。
So let us read together this passage from John chapter 16, verse 33.
大家一道来念。
Let's read together. So that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. In me, in Lord Jesus, you will have peace, but in this world, you will have trouble.
虽然我们会有苦难，但是我们在基督里，我们就有平安，就有信心，我们就会有勇气，我们才可以来战胜这个世界。
So because we have a Jesus, even though we will have trouble and hardships in this world, we will have peace and we will overcome these challenges and difficulties.
我们教会就有这样好的一个见证。
And we have a good testimony in our own church.
今天这个刘长老没有来。
Today, Pastor Alex is not here with us.
慈弟兄没有来。
And Brother George is not with us.
陈弟兄没有来。
And Brother Chen is not with us.
他们都得了癌症。
But they're all cancer patients.
但是呢他们惧怕不惧怕呢
？But are they afraid?
他们不惧怕。
They're not afraid.
为什么？他们心中有神。
Why? Because they have God in their heart.
他们从神那边得到了信心，得到了力量，得到了勇气。
And from God, they received peace and strength and courage.
他们战胜了癌症。
And they're victorious over cancer.
而且呢，有些人呢是跟癌症是和平共存的。
And some of them are still living with cancer.
还是继续的在侍奉。
And they're continuing to serve.
给我们做出了好的榜样。
And they're the role models for us.
感谢主。
We thank God.
为什么大卫毫无畏惧呢？
So why was David fearless?
大卫说了这么一句话。
He said this one thing.
我来念。这未受割礼的非利士人是谁呢？竟敢向永活的神的军队骂阵呢？
Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?
大卫他毫无畏惧，是因为他有一个属灵的一个眼光。
And David was fearless because he had a spiritual vision.
他是站在神的立场来看事物。
He stands, he has the perspective of God to see situations.
属世的人只是看到事物的外表。
But people of this world only sees the surface.
属灵的人是看事物的本质。
But a spiritual person sees the essence behind the situation.
Essence, yeah. 所以说，属世的人看到哥利亚呢是巨大的。
So the people of this world, when they see Goliath, all they see is this giant.
大卫看这个哥利亚呢，只是一个凡人。
What David sees is just a normal human.
普通人看到哥利亚就逃跑。
And normal, common people, when they see Goliath, they will flee and run away.
大卫看到这个哥利亚，他就感到是一个耻辱，就必须要捍卫耶和华的名。
But what David sees Goliath, he sees a person insulting and mocking the armies of the living God.
普通的人看到大哥利亚以后就失去了对神的信心。
And the common people, when they see Goliath, they lose faith in their God.
大卫看到哥利亚，他就 从神那边就产生的信心。
But when David sees Goliath, he receives the faith and confidence from God.
相信神一定会帮助他来战胜哥利亚。
And he believes that God will help him win over Goliath.
大卫是一个有属灵眼光的人。
David was a person with spiritual vision.
这是我们大家应该要学习的。
And this is what's something that we should all learn.
任何事情有一个表面，有一个实质的问题。
In every situation, there is what's on the surface, and there is what's beneath, underneath.
所以说我们呢，看问题，要看到它的本质。
But when we see a problem, we need to see the... What is that? Its essence, the essence of the problem.
Essence.第二个，我们要学习大卫的信心。
And what we can also learn from David is his faith.
大卫的信心从哪来呢？
Where does his faith come from?
我们人的信心从哪来呢？
What about us? Where does our faith come from?
我们来大家一起来念这段经文，一道来念。
Let's read together from Romans chapter 10, verse 17.
可见信心是从听到来的。
Faith comes from hearing.The message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ.
信心是要听到神说的话，看到神说的事开始。
Faith comes from hearing God's word and seeing the things of God.
我们每个人都讲我有信心。
We often say, I have self-confidence.
但是你那个信心呢，所产生的信仰呢，不是从神而来的。
But that self-confidence does not come from God.
所产生的信心也不是圣经当中所说的信心。
And that confidence is not the faith that talked about in the Bible.
从自己的果效、自己的经历、喜好所产生的信心是不可靠的，是会动摇的，是会变的。信了一段时间就不信了。
Confidence derived from one's own results and preferences is unreliable. It will waver and change. You will no longer believe it after a period of time.
所以说，我们信心的源头不是自己的，而是道，神的话，是神。
So the source of our faith is not ourselves, but it should be from the Word or God.
我们信心是从神的话来的。
Our faith and our confidence comes from God's word.
第二个，信心从哪来呢？是通过主的仆人讲道来的。
Second, faith comes through the preaching of the Lord's servants.
神拣选的仆人来向大家来说话。
God chose and called his own servants to preach.His word.
所以说我们大家要经常来教会。
So that's why we need to come to church often.
要听道。
We need to hear God's word.
因为这个道也是神的话。
Because the messages that are preached is God's word.
另外一方面呢，这个信心是听到别人的见证以及自己的经历来的。
Also, faith comes from listening to other people's testimonies or our own experiences.
所以说我们要听，我们要行。
Therefore, we need to listen and we need to act.
大卫是个有信心的人。
David was a man of faith.
第一个，他从小就受过割礼，他是神的选民。
He was circumcised at a very young age, so he was chosen by God.
而且大卫他经历过神的恩典。
And he has experienced God's grace.
他从小在喂养羊。他在养羊的时候呢，这个大卫说，神使他脱离了狮爪和熊爪。
And as a young shepherd, he often had to fight off lions and bears, as you see in verse 37. It says, the Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear.
所以说呢, 他认为呢, 神是会帮助他战胜哥利亚的。
So he believed that God would help him defeat Goliath.
神能够帮助他能够免受这个狮子和熊，那么神他也会为着他自己的名，他也会帮助这个大卫来战胜哥利亚。Because
David experienced God rescuing him from the paw of the lion and the bear, he also knows and believes that God will help him defeat Goliath.
耶和华的威严在大卫的心里、灵里、头脑中是根深蒂固的。大卫的挑战哥利亚的行为，并不是出于一时的冲动，而是扎根在对神的信心、扎根在神的大能之上。
The majesty of the Lord was ingrained in David's heart, spirit, and mind. David's behavior of challenging Goliath was not out of a momentary impulse, but was rooted in faith in God and in God's power.
所以说，我们在要学习大卫的第三点是，大卫是个与神同工的人。
So the three things that we've learned from David is that David is a man who works together with God.
任何事情的成功，它包括两个方面，第一个是神的主权、祝福和人的责任。So
success in anything is determined by two things, God's sovereignty or blessing, plus man's responsibility.
有时候我们会太过重地偏重自己的能力。
And sometimes we place too much emphasis on our own abilities.
有时候我们觉得不要神，靠自己就行了。Sometimes
we say, we don't need God, just rely on myself.
有时候呢，就依靠神的帮助。But
sometimes we only rely on God's help.
依靠神，我什么也不要做。So
if we rely on God's help, then I don't need to do anything.
我们在大卫的身上看到了一种平衡。But
in David's life, we see a kind of balance.
那就是说，大卫他是依靠神的。And
we see that David relies on God.
大卫他说：“耶和华成就人，不是靠刀，不是靠枪，是因为战争的胜败在于耶和华，他必把你交在我的手里。”
David says, all those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands.
他认为他自己得胜，他是出于神的帮助。He
believes that he will be victorious is due to God's help.
另外呢，大卫他也会尽到自己的责任。But
at the same time, David fulfills his responsibility.
弟兄姐妹啊, 一个依靠神的人，不是什么事都不做的。Brothers
and sisters, those that rely on God does not sit and do nothing.
不是坐在那个光祷告就行了。It's
not someone that just sits there and only prays.
等到这个天上掉下馅饼来。Waiting
for bread to fall from heaven.
而是我们在神的帮助，也要我们也要自己也要努力。
So we need to have the balance to know that God will help us, but we have to play our own part.
大卫选择了五块光滑的石子。You
see that David chose and selected five smooth stones.
这五块光滑的石子说明什么呢?
What do the five smooth stones tell us?
这说明这个大卫 他一方面是依靠神，同时大卫自己平时也在刻苦地练那个甩石，使这个石子摸得非常的光滑，所以说他练得相当的准确。
So on the one hand, David relied on God, and at the same time, David himself practiced slinging those stones diligently, grinding the stones smooth and making them quite accurate.
这个就是他的那个叫做甩石机和五块石头。
So here you see the sling and the five smooth stones.
这次的胜利与他平时的积极的准备是分不开的。
This victory over Goliath is not independent from his practice and training.
弟兄姐妹, 我们属灵需要如此。我们各行各业，我们所遇到的各种事情，都是如此。
It is the same in our spiritual life, but also in our practical everyday life is the same way.
第一个要靠神。
First, we need to rely on God.
第二个要靠自己的努力。
And second is our own effort and ability, or responsibility.
今天我邀请了三位客人来到我们教会。
And today I invited three guests to our church.
刚才大家见了是贾先生、苗老师和他的儿子子孝、Albert。
Today we met them, Miss Miao, Mr. Jia, and son
Albert. 饶老师是书法家。
Teacher Miao is
Sufa.
Calligraphy.
Yes.
Teacher calligraphy.
她是我的书法老师。
She's my teacher.
她今天为大家写了一幅作品。
And she present illustration for us. Prepared illustration for us.
施比受更加有福。
This victory is inseparable from it is more blessed to give than to receive.
这是圣经的话。
This is scripture.
这是他写的。
And this is written by Teacher Miao.
这个大概有点失真，因为这个要放大嘛，对吧？有点失真。
So it's a little distorted because it was enlarged.
这个是他儿子写的。
And this is written by her son.
他写的两个字。
And it's two words.
这个是叫什么字啊? 你认识吗?
Oh, Bruce.
Dancing.
Huh?
Dance.
Oh, dance.
这个呢,这个认识吧?
Bruce.
他不认识,他是会说英文,不会说中文的,他是不认识中文的,这叫做blessing.
A blessing?
Blessing. 福气。
Blessing, okay.
写得好不好?
Great.
这不是一日的功夫。
This is not something that can be done just by one day.
台上一分钟，台下十年功。
1 minute on stage, 10 years of hard work off stage.
神的帮助是建立在个人原有的素质上。
God's help is based on a person's original qualities.
信心不应该是懒惰的借口。
And confidence should not be an excuse for laziness.
同时，勤劳积极也不应该让我们只信任自己。
And at the same time, hard work and positivity should not allow us to only trust ourselves.
一个人的成功，他是有神的祝福，同时也要自己的责任。
A person's success is based off of God's blessing and one's own responsibility.
今天很可惜啊，我们的青少年朋友都去参加聚会去了，另外的一个聚会去了。Today,
all of our youth are at another gathering up at the retreat.
我本来是想跟那个青少年大家认识一下。I
was hoping that Albert will meet some of our youth.
我今天这个信息也是讲。 从小就要刻苦，从小就要爱主。
One of the things I wanted to share with them is that at a young age, you should love the Lord and be diligent.
只有像大卫这样，那个大卫这个时候是青少年。
Just like David during this time was a teen.
就能青出于蓝而胜于蓝。哎，那个。
You will be better than others, and heroes will emerge from youth.
少年出英雄。
Heroes will emerge from youth.
只孝，相信神，自己努力。少年就出英雄。
Believe in God, be diligent, and you'll emerge as a hero.
我们要学习大卫的悟性和情商。
And we should learn also from David's spiritual understanding and his emotional intelligence.
我们请这个 Peter 来念这段经文。
Okay, I'll read from this passage. When Eliab, David's oldest brother, heard him speaking with the men, he burned with anger at him and asked, "Why have you come down here? And with whom did you leave those few sheep in the wilderness? I know how conceited you are and how wicked your heart is. You came down only to watch the battle."
这个是大卫的长兄对这个大卫的看到他到了个战场上来。他就不分青红皂白的就盛气凌人的对他的一个指责。
And that was David's oldest brother, without gathering all the facts, he accused him of being conceited and wicked in his heart, to only mistaken him to just come down to watch the battle.
弟兄姐妹，你们听到这样的指责，你们会有什么样的想法？
So, dear brothers and sisters, if you heard this type of accusation from others, what would you think? How would you feel?
你们会有什么想法？这种指责的话常常发生。
This type of accusation happens often.
特别是在家里的。
And in particular in homes.
特别是比较熟悉的人。
And usually between people that are very familiar with each other.
是比较亲密的人。
And intimate with each other.
而且它都是发生在要做什么事情之前它发生的。
And usually happens before someone's going to do something.
这个时候大卫他听了这话他的是什么反应呢？
But what was David's response after hearing this accusation?
大卫他说了一句话。
And he says this one thing.
我来岂没有缘故吗？
Now what have I done?
这个是大卫敬畏耶和华所产生智慧的一个悟性。悟性。
悟性。
Understanding.
Oh, this is a spiritual understanding that David received from God. And we see that in his response here.
我们现在请你再来念一下这个，我们大家一起来念下面那段经文。
Let us read the passage together. Read.
求你赐我悟性。
Give me understanding so that I may keep your law and obey it with all my heart.
悟性就是对于事物的感知力和洞察力。
And understanding is the perception and insight into things.
这个悟性从哪来呢？
And where does that understanding come from?
是神赐的。
It is given by God.
又或者说是天生的。
Or it can be natural.
And natural. 那么同时也要靠我们自己去努力从神的话语当中得到。
But also it's gained by our diligence in reading God's word.
我来岂没有缘故吗？
Now what have I done?
这句话使我想到了唐诗，有首唐诗，李白写了一首诗叫《将进酒》。你看一下，这个《将进酒》当中有一句话呢，就是“天生我材必有用”，它的意思有点相似。
And this reminded me of a poem written by poet Li Bai from the Tang Dynasty. It says, I am born with talents that will be useful.
这是一个,
There's a poem called Invitation to Wine.
那么这个意思是什么呢? 天生我才必有用这个意思是什么呢? 就是说, 上天生下了我, 一定有需要用到我的地方。
So this tells us, God gave birth to me, there must be some place that needs me.
我再给大家介绍一下。
I'll introduce you to something else.
这个还是苗老师写的。
This is also written by Teacher Miao.
大家认识吧?
Do you recognize these characters?
这两个字认识吧? 墨, 墨元, 墨,
墨元。
墨元呢, 这个地方就是墨呢, 元呢, 大家都知道, 它是一个缘分, 啊。
The second character is fate.
那么这个墨元, 这个缘分呢, 是这个佛教的一个概念, 是人与人之间一种无形的连接, 是偶然中的必然, 必然中的偶然。
And fate is a Buddhist concept. It is an invisible connection between people, a necessity among accidents, and an accident among necessity.
容易理解吧? 容不容易啊?
Is it easy to comprehend?
不懂。 缘分它是包括了有情感, 不论是亲情、友情, 爱情, 还是与事物的相遇, 缘分有缘起和缘尽。
So fate includes all emotions, whether it is family, friendship, love, or your encounter with things. Fate has an origin and an end.
我给大家稍微解释一下。
So let me explain.
我们会说，能与你相识可真是缘分。对于我们基督徒来说呢，能与你相识，这是神的安排。
So we would say it's really fate that I get to know you. But to Christians, we would say it's God's arrangement that I get to know you.
这个缘分就等于是神的旨意。
So fate equals God's will.
我们讲姻缘,婚姻姻缘,
marriage.
姻缘的意思就是说是什么?夫妻结婚了,它是有什么?有缘分的。
So fate in marriage speaks on two people coming together because of fate.
这个话呢,用基督教来讲呢,这个婚姻呢,是神的安排。But
for us Christians, marriage is arranged by God.
明白了吧?
Do you understand?
明白了吧? 缘分是神的旨意。Fate
is God's will.
所以说,这个世上讲缘分可以讲。我们基督徒认为, 这就是神的旨意。
So people can talk about fate, but for us, we understand it as God's will.
墨呢,在这个地方,不是讲那个ink,不是讲的那个墨汁。
So the two characters in the calligraphy, well, we saw earlier, the first character is mo, which is refers to talent.
他这个就讲的是才能，他就讲的是墨是讲的是才华。This
refers to talent.
哎，这个墨跟缘呢，缘分呢，那个接起来呢，它那个意思是什么呢？那有两种意思，用这个缘分来讲呢，那就是啊，有才华的人，有这么一个机缘，能够集合在一起。
So with these two characters, 墨元, 墨 meaning talent, and 元 meaning fate, when you put them together, it explains, it shows a great opportunity to show your talent.
那么第二个呢, 用基督教的观点来讲呢, 就是在神的旨意下, 使这些有才能的人, 能够聚集在一起, 能够展现出他们的才能出来。
But from a Christian perspective, we can say that this is a demonstration of talents under the will of God.
这个就是叫末缘。
That's what 末缘 means.
大卫领悟今天被带到战场上来。
And David understands that he's led into battle today.
绝不是巧合。
It's not by chance.
是神借助他送饭，把他打发到战场上来。
And he uses the opportunity where he is delivering meals to his brothers into the battlefield.
他是为着一个神圣的目的。
And it's for a sacred purpose.
那就是要发挥神赐给他的才华。
And that is to demonstrate his talent.
把羞辱以色列的哥利亚把他除去。
To remove the Goliath that is mocking God's army.
这是缘分。
That is fate.
这个是神的旨意。
It is God's will.
所以我们呢，人所经历以及遭遇的患难和困境都不是偶然的，那是蒙福和荣耀神的机会和途径，我们要珍惜。
Therefore, the tribulations and difficulties we experience and encounter are not accidental. They are opportunities and ways to be blessed and glorify God, and we must cherish them.
今天你和我来到这个教会。
Today, we all came to this church.
不是偶然的。
It's not by chance.
是神的美意。
It is God's plan.
是缘分。
It's fate.
神要使用你，要使用我。
God wants to use you and wants to use me.
并且使你和我都蒙福。
So that we will all be blessed.
所以你和我都要珍惜。
So we should all cherish.
要珍惜这个神的美意。
Cherish God's beautiful plan.
要珍惜这个缘分。
And cherish this fate.
我们要学习大卫的情商。
So we should also learn from David's emotional intelligence.
情商就是处理情绪、意志、耐受挫折等方面的能力。
And the definition of emotional intelligence is the ability to handle emotions, will, and tolerate frustration.
大卫离开他的哥哥。转向另一个人。
He turned away to someone else from his older brother.
这个大卫说了一句话，就是说我来岂没有缘故吗？
Because his response to his older brother is, now what have I done?
但说完这句话，他就离开他的哥哥了。
But as soon as he gave that response, he turned away from his brother.
大卫在上战场之前，他受到了他兄长的指责。
Before stepping onto the battlefield to face Goliath, he was accused by his older brother.
他能够克制内心小不忍遮乱大谋的情绪。
He was able to restrain his inner emotions of a small amount of impatience that can ruin a big plan, and to leave immediately. This not only shows respect for his brother to avoid quarrels, but also enables him to complete his mission and devote himself to the battle to win.
在某种意义上，这个胜利比战胜哥利亚更加的可贵，更加的有价值。
So in a sense, this victory is more precious and valuable than defeating Goliath.
我们啊，常常会在做一件事情的时候，我们就会没做之前就会争吵。
So a lot of times when we try to work together to accomplish something, before we even start, we would get into quarrels and disagreements.
在家庭。
It's like that at home.
在工作的地方。
Or at the workplace.
在社交的场合上。
Or just social gatherings.
有时候可能也会在教会里。
And sometimes even in church.
会发生争论。
Disagreements.
把那个要主要的事情就放在一边了。
And we forget and neglect what's most important.
就是在那争吵。
And we keep arguing.
所以说弟兄姐妹，我们做任何事情之前，我们一定 不能够争吵。
So, dear brothers and sisters, before we start to work together to accomplish something, we should make sure that we are not in disagreements and quarreling.
避免争吵的最好的办法。
One of the best ways to avoid disagreements and quarrels.
今天我跟从这个地方我们看到，避免争吵的最好的办法就是离开。
And here we see the best method is to walk away.
你夫妻两个争吵了，有一方离开。
When the quarrel happens between a husband and wife, one person should walk away.
不说最后一句话的人就是赢家。
Those that do not give the final word is the winner.
我们有时候争吵争吵，最后一句话非是我说不可。
Sometimes when we argue, we want to be the person that gives the last word.
你不讲最后一句话，你就赢了。
But if you don't have the last word, you come out to be the winner.
大卫给我们做出了榜样。
David set this example for us.
阿们吧。
Amen.
希望大家避免矛盾的方法离开。
Hope that this can help avoid conflicts by walking away.
我们如何建立信心？
Well, how do we build confidence?
大家一起来念。
Let's read together from Hebrews 11, 6.
人非有信。
And without faith, it is impossible to please God.
信有两个方面。
There's two aspects to faith.
第一个信就是有神存在。
And that is belief in God, belief in God's existence.
第二个信神呢，就是说信了他以后，寻找他的人就会得到赏赐。
And two is that belief that, that God will reward those who seek him.
这是我们的信。
That is our faith.
人对神呢没有信心，就是不以神为神，好像儿子不认识父亲做父亲，这是极大的侮辱，当然不能得到神的喜悦。
If a person does not have faith in God, he means that he does not regard God as God.Just like a son who does not recognize his father as his father. This is a great insult and will certainly not please God.
信心要在神的话语上扎根。
And faith must be rooted in God's word.
恩典是神主动赐福的。
Grace is God's active blessing.
信心是人对赐福之神相信的程度。
And faith is the extent to which a person believes in the God.
你相信的越多，越有信心。
If you believe more, the more faith you'll have.
你相信的少，信心就小。
The less you believe, the less faith you'll have.
美国有一个基督教的一个作家叫卢卡杜说，信心不是相信神会做你想要做的事，而是相信神。会做那些应做的事。
An American Christian writer, Luca Du, said, "Faith is not believing that God will do what you want, but believing that God will do what should be done."
不是神为我做的事，我就信了；神不为我做的事，我就不信了。
It's not about believing God because God is doing what I want.
美国有一个作家叫拿破仑·希尔，曾经影响了美国两任总统，和千百万的读者，他们都称他为当代的基督，认为他力挽狂澜，像基督一样重新为人们奠定了信仰的基础。
American writer Napoleon Hill once influenced two American presidents, Woodrow Wilson and Franklin Roosevelt, and millions of readers.People call him the contemporary Christ and believe that he turned the tide and relaid the foundation of people's faith like Christ.
他是用了这句话，大家都很熟悉，我们也会背的。我们大家一起来念。
And he uses this verse.
大家一起来念。
Let's read together. I can do all this through him who gives me strength.
靠着了加给我能力的，凡事。都能做。
I can do all this through him who gives me strength.
这个 这个希尔呢，他从小就想当一个作家。
And this the author Napoleon Hill, he wanted to be a writer ever since he was young.
他知道当一个作家的话呢，必须要有一个写作的技巧。
And he knows that being a writer, there's a particular skill.
要想有个技巧的话，他必须要有一本好的字典。
And to write well, he needs to have a good dictionary.
在那个时候呢，他家非常贫穷。
But when he was young, his family was very poor.
他没有钱，买不起。
He didn't have the money. He couldn't afford a good dictionary.
所以说呢，他为了买这个字典呢，他就想尽设法地积攒每一分钱。
So because he wanted to buy this dictionary, did all that he could to save money, to save up.
最后他买到了。
And he finally was able to afford the dictionary.
他买了一本字数最多、内容最强劲的好字典。
And he purchased a dictionary that was
字最多那个
most with the most word definitions
内容最丰富
and with the most content.
Content. 所以说呢，当他拿到了这本书以后
，and once he had the dictionary in his hand,
他就把那个页翻到了一个 impossible。
And he was flipping through the pages and flipped to the word impossible.
他把这个 possible 剪下来了。
And then he cut out that word impossible.
把它摔掉了。
He threw it away.
他说在我的字典里头不允许有 impossible.
Oh, because he won't allow the word impossible in his dictionary.
在我的一生当中也永远不要有这个impossible 的事情。
And in my life, I don't want anything to be impossible.
事实证明他成功了。
The fact is, he was successful.
他用的就是这句话，我靠着那加给我能力的，凡事都能做。
And it became a reality to him, and using this verse, I can do all this through him who gives me strength.
实际上呢，他不要把这个 impossible 把这个剪掉。
In reality, he didn't need to remove the word impossible from his dictionary.
他只要在那个 impossible 当中加上一个撇号。
All he needed to do was add an apostrophe.
这个就变成了什么呢？那就是 I'm possible.
So by adding the apostrophe,the impossible becomes I'm possible.
那么中文的话呢，加上这一个逗号呢，是不可能呢，就变成不可能。
So it becomes I'm possible, or in Chinese, it becomes not or no possible.
大家理解吧？
Do you understand?
加上这个撇号。
When you add this apostrophe,
这真是你对神的信心。
Is your faith in God?
以及你要付的代价。
And the price that you'll pay.
你不要以为加这个撇号容易啊，你要付代价的。
Don't think that just by adding apostrophe it's easy. You have to pay the price.
大卫昔日因神的帮助和恩典而获得的胜利，使他深信。今天神也会帮助他的胜利，只有能够将昔日的经历化为今天的信仰与生活之根基的人，才是真正以神的恩典为恩典的人。
David's past victories due to God's help and grace convinced him that God would help him to win today. Only those who can turn their past experiences into the foundation of today's faith and life are those who truly take God's grace as grace.
大卫是我们学习的榜样。
David is a role model for us.
他是用神的眼光来看问题。
He has the spiritual vision to look at a problem.
看关系，看自己，看别人，看苦难。
To look at relationships, to look at others, to look at hardships, to look at challenges.
他是个以神为中心的人。
He is one that puts God in the center.
我们大家来做个祷告。
Let us pray together.
我们今日的经文使我们认识到。
Today's passage allowed us to learn.
大卫为什么会能够成为一个符合神心意的人？
Why can David become a man after God's own heart?
他年龄虽然年轻，
although he was young,
但是他从小就有一个有信，他是一个从小就有信仰的人。
Well, because he had faith in God at a very young age.
并把信心深深地扎根在耶和华神的身上。
And his faith was deeply rooted in God.
他能以神为中心，凡事用神的眼光看事物。
And God was the center for him, and he was able to see everything through from God's perspective.
他凡事是依靠神。
And he trusted God in all things.
同时他也尽上自己的责任。
But at the same time, he also fulfilled his own responsibility.
所以他能够以小胜大，以弱胜强。
So he can accomplish small and great things.
战胜看似不可战胜的敌人。
And he was able to have victory over a giant.
大卫是我们的榜样。
David is our role model.
愿人人都仰望神，并扎根在神的话语上。
And we hope that we would put our gaze upon God and be deeply rooted in God's word.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.